Today we are going to explore our study abroad stories, experiences that we want to share digitally with the world.
I'm Emily Fast.
I'm Allie V.
And I'm Kerrigan Bain, three students from Elon University. During the month of January, my junior year, I studied abroad in Australia. While we were in Australia, we visited Melbourne, Sydney, Cairns, Brisbane, and Tasmania. Before our trip, we participated in a class about the history of Australia and the eco-friendliness that the continent embodies. We discussed in detail each city and each experience we would embark on. This trip was organized to entail a lot of physical activity and outdoor events to explore in a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
So why did you choose this specific ecotourism trip to Australia?
So I chose this trip because I've always wanted to travel to Australia and it was high up on my bucket list, but I also chose this trip because of the ecotourism aspect. I liked outdoors and adventures, so it seemed like a perfect fit for me. When we first received our schedule, one adventure that immediately stood out to me was the day of January 7th where we would be hiking Cradle Mountain. After a quick Google search by my few classmates, rumors quickly spread. Cradle Mountain is the fifth highest mountain in Tasmania, sitting at over 5,000 feet above sea level. On average, it takes about people around 7 or 8 hours round trip to complete the hike. There are huge boulders you have to climb over, extreme weather patterns, and other dangerous hazards. Trust me, guys, this is a treacherous hike, and I encourage you to Google pictures and look at the boulders. As our abroad continued to approach, our anticipation grew, and to be honest, a little bit of dread and fear as we heard stories about people not being able to complete the hike, students being in tears within 5 minutes of the start, and how emotionally and physically draining this day would actually be. I consider myself physically active and in shape, and so I was probably a little overconfident as it approached. The night before the hike, we were told to get a good night of rest, hydrate, and eat a protein-packed breakfast. We arrived the morning of Cradle Mountain. The temperature and wind chill were frigid. We weren't sure if we were actually even going to be able to do the hike, but off we went at 6 a.m. I quickly learned that this was no ordinary hike at Hanging Rock or Pilot Mountain like I had previously completed in college. The steep, slippery boulders were definitely difficult, but the hardest part for me was realizing how alone I was. I came on this trip not knowing a soul, and luckily I got an incredible roommate who I became close with. But about 20 minutes into the hike, my roommate realized that this wasn't an adventure for her, and I was left with classmates I barely knew and professors who encouraged independence. I knew that the biggest challenge I would be facing was the negativity in my head and fully relied on myself for motivation that I had always sought in others. I'm not going to lie that this was by far the hardest physical challenge I have ever done in my life. After about 5 hours, I had finally reached the top. My heart was beating out of my chest, I couldn't feel my legs, I was sweaty and gross, but in that moment I couldn't have been happier. This was one of the best feelings in the world, standing at 5,069 feet above sea level, just being able to observe what I had just accomplished. Whenever I wanted to quit, I reminded myself that I would regret the decision and I was fully capable of completing Cradle Mountain. The majority of my class made it to the top, and we all celebrated by hugging each other, laughing, but also taking a few moments by ourselves to reflect upon our experience. Round trip, it took my class about 8 hours to complete the journey.
How do you think this experience will impact the rest of your life when you leave Elon?
So as I approach graduation and will potentially be in a new location where I don't know anyone and a job that I will have to work so hard to prove myself, I often look back on this experience and think study abroad for this momentous point in my life, as well as all the things I learned while in Australia. I've never been more challenged, more motivated, more happy, or more scared in my life because of all the incredible experiences Elon offers. It taught me more about self-love and gave me the confidence that I could take on challenges independently. From getting lost in unfamiliar cities, learning how to play cricket, experiencing the Aboriginal culture, scuba diving the Great Barrier Reef, and so much more, I know I'm a better person because of study abroad.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Kerrigan. This is one of our three-part series, Study Abroad Stories.